I feel privileged and blessed every Sunday morning when I'm with God's people sharing God's word with you.
每当主日的早上，当我来啊分享神的话语，跟神的子民一起分享神的话语的时候，我感到非常的蒙福。
I can't imagine what I would do on a Sunday morning if I couldn't do this anymore.
如果当我不能够再来正道的时候，我不知道我会该做些什么。
And for the past 27 years, it's been my privilege to be connected with CCIC and to have great fellowship in all of the various churches.
我非常的荣幸，在过去的27年，那当然跟那个啊 CCIC 的教会能够来一起，来够有这样的一个交通一样的团契。
So this morning again, I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus.
同样，今天早上啊，我奉啊耶稣基督的名来啊向您问候。
And the scripture that we have just read from 1 Timothy is what we want to look at today.
今天我们要讲的是啊提摩太前书的这段经文。
The Apostle Paul came to know Jesus in a personal way on the road to Damascus.
当使徒保罗啊在前往大马士的路上的时候啊，他认识了耶稣基督。
And from then on, his life was committed to share that same light that he had experienced with other people.
从那以后啊，他就委身来向其他的人来宣扬啊耶稣基督，宣扬他所看到的这个光。
And as a missionary, he traveled through many different countries and areas where the gospel never had been preached.
他作为一个宣教士啊，曾经到过很多的地方来传扬神的福音。
And in that process, he evangelized and then planted churches.
在那个过程当中，他不仅仅是传扬福音，也建立了很多教会。
And then he took a very special interest in building up new leadership for these churches.
同时呢，他也在培养啊这个教会的领袖。
So he was always on the lookout for young men to whom he could entrust responsibility.
他一直在寻找啊，他能够把他的责任交托给他们的这些年轻人。
And Timothy was one of these young men.
提摩太就是其中之一。
Timothy's father obviously was not a Christian.
提摩太的父亲不是基督徒。
But his mother and grandmother were.
但是呢，他的母亲和祖母是。
And they had laid the foundations into Timothy's life as a young boy.
在提摩太年幼的时候啊，他的母亲跟祖母就给他打下了一个信仰的根基。
They had shared the scriptures with him.
教他圣经。
But apparently it was during his encounter with Paul that he had come to know Christ.
但是直到提摩太遇到了保罗之后，他才认识了耶稣基督。
Because Paul refers to him as his true son in the faith.
因为当保罗提到提摩太的时候，称他为因信生的真儿子。
So they had a special relationship.
他们有一个特别的关系。
And eventually Paul entrusted much responsibility to Timothy.
那保罗就把他的这个责任来交托给提摩太。
So among the letters that Paul wrote to the churches, he also wrote two letters to Timothy.
在保罗书信当中，他曾经给提摩太写过两封信。
And his basic purpose of writing these letters was to give him certain instructions for leadership.
他给提摩太写信的目的就是要教导他怎么样做一个教会的领袖。
To warn them of false teachings that were coming in.
并且提醒他这些异教。
And how to conduct themselves as ministers of the gospel.
怎么样做神福音的执事。
Now what he writes to him as a minister applies really to all of us.
他这其实是写给我们所有人的。
Because God has called all of us to be sharers of that good news of salvation to others.
因为神要我们所有的人都来分享神拯救的救恩的福音。
At that time, Timothy was in charge of the church in Ephesus.
啊，那时候啊，提摩太是在服侍啊以弗所所的教会。
And out of the scripture that we have just read, I want to just pick out two verses.
啊，在我们刚才读的这个经文中，我们选了两节经文。
Verse 5 and 6.
第五节和第六节。
The goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart, and a good conscience, and a sincere faith. Some have wandered away from these, and have turned to meaningless talk.
但命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无伪的信心生出来的。有人偏离这些，反去讲虚浮的话。
Now we hear lots of sermons. Every Sunday we hear a sermon.
啊，每个主日我们都听到很多的啊讲道。
But you know, we forget a lot, don't we?
但是呢，我们常常忘记。
And sometimes we walk out of a church, and an hour later we don't really remember the message we have heard.
有的时候我们走出教会，不到一个小时就把听到的讲道都忘记了。
Does that happen to you sometimes?
是不是这样呢
？Yeah. So it's good to take notes.
所以有的时候呢，最好记笔记。
Whenever I listen to a preacher, I always take notes because I know I can forget.
我听讲到的时候，我常常会记笔记，因为我知道我会忘记。
But also, we want to make it very, very simple so that you can remember.
那有的时候呢，我们也要讲一些比较简单的，这样你就可以记住。
I'll give you 4 words today to remember, and when you remember those 4 words, you can remember my message.
今天呢，我就给你讲四个词，这样呢，你就可以记住我要讲的信息和信息了。
The first word is love.
第一个词就是爱。
The second word is heart.
第二个词是心。
The third one is conscience.
第三个词是良心。
And the fourth one is faith.
第四个是信心。
All right, have you got it?
记住了吗？
Love, heart, conscience, faith.
心，爱，心，良心，信心。
All right. Now that I've given you the text, you can go home.
好了，那你们可以回家了。
No, let's talk about this.
Okay, 好，我们现在开始讲。
He says, the goal of this command is love.
他这里有讲到命令的总归就是爱。
You remember one time the Pharisees sent one of their lawyers to Jesus and asked him, what is the greatest commandment?
你们记得有一次啊，法利赛人派了一个律法师来问这个耶稣基督啊，问他最大的诫命是什么呢？
God had given to the people of Israel the Ten Commandments.
神啊颁布了啊，向以色列人颁布了十诫。
But then the Pharisees and the Jewish leaders had added a lot more commandments.
但是呢，法利赛人和犹太的宗教领袖呢，又加了很多的啊诫命。
In fact, they had added about 700 new commandments besides the Ten Commandments.
所以除了十诫以外呢，他们又增加了多达700条的诫命。
So this was really a trick question that they asked Jesus.
所以呢，这个他们问这个问题实际上是有一个陷阱。
And they wanted to find out what was he going to answer.
他们想知道耶稣会怎么样回答。
But that was no problem for Jesus.
但是对耶稣来讲，这不是一个问题。
He said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind."
耶稣回答说，你们要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
He says that is the first and greatest commandment.
这是诫命的第一，也是最大的。
Then he said, "The second one is like it." Love your neighbor as yourself.
第二条也是同样，就是要爱人如己。
He says all the laws and commandments hang on these two commandments.
所以这就是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
That was a brilliant answer.
这是一个非常智慧的回答。
And nobody could deny that.
没有人能够否认。
And so when Paul says to Timothy, the goal of this command is love.
当保罗告诉提摩太，这个命令的总归就是爱。
Right from the beginning, he refers to our relationship to God.
所以在一开始他就讲到我们跟神之间的关系。
That is the foundation of our faith.
这就是我们信仰的根基。
God has expressed his love to us in that he sent Christ to die for our sins.
神爱我们，所以差派了他的儿子降世为人，为我们舍身。
He loved us.
他爱我们
，so that we could find salvation，
所以我们才能够得到拯救。
But then the scripture says we also love him。
但是这里经文也提到，我们也要爱神
，because he first loved us。
因为他神先爱我们。
Now， When Jesus said the first commandment is love the Lord your God,
当耶稣说第一条诫命就是要爱神
He made it very practical.
所以这是一个非常实际的
He says you love him with all your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind.
因为他说要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主。
We've heard that before.
我们以前就听过这样的教导。
But let me ask you a question.
但让我问你们
How do you love God with all your heart?
但你怎么样才能够尽心爱神呢
Is it the same as loving him with all your soul?
是不是跟那个尽心爱神是一样的呢
And what's the difference between loving him with all of our mind?
那尽意爱你的神又是什么意思呢
Is it all the same thing?
是不是全部都是
We love God.
我们爱神
No, Jesus says you love him with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind.
因为耶稣在这里面说到要尽心、尽性、尽意爱神。
I've known this verse for a long time.
我这个经文对我也是非常熟悉的。
But I asked myself that question.
但我问我自己。
How do I do that?
我怎么样才能做到呢
What's the practical way of applying this?
我怎么样才能够来应用这节经文
And I started to think about my heart.
那我的心里面就在思量。
What kind of a heart do I have?
我有一个什么样的心呢
And I remembered what Jesus said.
请记住，耶稣曾经说过。
On the Sermon on the Mount, he said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God."
因为在登山宝训中，他说啊，清心的人有福了，他们必得见神。
He said, "We need a pure heart to serve Him, to see Him."
因为他说啊，我们必须要有一颗清洁的心来看见神，来侍奉神。
Why does he say a pure heart?
他为什么要提到清洁的心呢
Because the human heart is not pure.
因为人的心不是清洁的。
The human heart is sinful.
人的心是罪恶的。
In the book of Jeremiah says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked.
因为在耶利米书提到人的心是诡诈的是欺诈的。
And Jesus told the people, it's out of the heart that come evil thoughts and immorality and theft and murder and all these things.
所以圣经中提到从人的心里面会发出各种这个邪恶罪恶的事。
The human heart is not pure.
因为人的心不是清洁。
And if our heart is not pure, we can't even see God.
如果我们的心不清洁，我们就不能够见到神。
That's why we need a pure heart in order to love God.
所以我们要爱神，我们必须要有颗清洁的心。
You know, many times when I meet young people, I ask them, "How are you today?"
有的时候我见到年轻人的时候，就问候他们，你们怎么样啊
They generally say, "I am good."
他们通常会回答啊，我很好。
Have you ever experienced that?
你们是不是也听到这样的回答
？They say, "How are you? I'm good."
你问他们，哎，怎么样？他们说，哎，我很好。
And you know what I tell them?
那我会怎么说呢
？No, you're not good.
说你不好。
Only God is good.
只有神是好的。
A man came to Jesus and called him good master.
有人来见耶稣，就说啊，良善的师傅。
Jesus said.Don't call me good, only God is good.
耶稣回答说不要叫我良善只有神是良善
You know, people are sometimes surprised if somebody has done something that was so wrong.
那 有的时候我们会发非常的惊奇说有的人就做非常错误的事情
and they say, I can't understand why he would do that because he has such a good heart.
我们有的时候说不能理解因为他们的心是好的
And I say, no.
It's
because his heart is evil. That's why he has done these things.
因为他们的心是邪恶的，所以他们才会做这样的事情。
So our love has to start with a pure heart.
所以我们的爱必须要从一个清洁的心开始。
I need to love God with a heart that is pure.
我们必须要用清洁的心来爱神。
There is no unforgiven sin in my life.
因为在我们的心里面不能有这样没有被赦免的罪。
That my relationship with God is always a pure relationship.
所以我们跟神的关系才是一个清洁的关系。
There is nothing in my heart that is sinful that I have not confessed and received forgiveness from Him.
在我的心里面不能有这样啊，没有认的罪，没有得到赦免的罪。
So it begins with a pure heart.
所以呢，就是要从一个清洁的心来开始。
And the second thing is, how do I love Him with all of my soul?
第二个是我们怎么样来尽兴爱神。
The soul, that is really who we are.
所以我们的灵就是代表了我们的。
A soul that is immortal.
所以是不会啊灭亡的。
The body will die.
啊，我们的身体会啊消亡。
But God created man a living soul.
但我们的灵是会啊永存的。
How do I love God with all of my soul?
啊，我们怎么样来尽兴的爱神呢
？You know, in Psalm 63, David cries out to God.
在诗篇六十三篇啊。大卫向神来呼求
O God, you are my God, early will I seek you.
啊，说神啊，你是我的神，我寻求你。
My heart, my soul thirsts for you.
啊，我的灵渴慕你。
And then we find several other verses saying exactly the same thing.
啊，在圣经中还有几节类似的经文。
The soul, a thirsty soul that seeks after God.
就是用渴慕的灵来寻求神。
And I ask myself, do I have a thirsty soul?
我就问自己，我有没有一颗渴慕的灵。
If I want to love God with all of my soul, is there a thirst in my heart?
如果我要尽兴的爱神，我有没有渴慕的灵。
Or do I just come to God whenever I have a need?
我是不是只有当我有需要的时候才来寻求神。
When I have a problem.
当我有遇到问题的时候
But when I do my daily affairs in my life, I don't have a thirst for God.
但是在我日常生活中，我就没有这样渴慕的灵。
Maybe I have thirst for other things.
我可能渴慕其他的事情。
But Jesus said, "Love the Lord with all of your soul." That's the great commandment.
但是耶稣说要尽兴的爱神。这是一个很了不起的诫命。
So I need to remind myself, Oh God, I want to have a thirsty soul.
所以我要不断地提醒自己，我要有一颗渴慕的灵。
Only you have the springs and the rivers of living water.
因为只有你那里才能够有这个活水的源泉。
Success does not satisfy.
成功并不能让我满足。
The only thing that can satisfy the thirst in our soul is who you are.
只有你的琐事才能够满足我们渴慕的灵。
I need a thirsty soul.
我需要有这样渴慕的灵。
And then how do I love God with all of my mind?
我也需要全意的来爱神。
You know, our mind is filled with so many things of this world.
但我们的心意里面却充满了世界上的事。
We are preoccupied with so many things in the world in which we live in.
我们忙于世界上各种各样的事情。
And some of them are not very good things.
有些事情是不好的事。
And some of our thoughts are then dictated by what our minds have told them.
我们的心意就决定了我们的思想。
And God says, I want to love you with all of your mind.
神说你要尽意的来爱我。
Your mind needs to be transformed.
你的心意需要更新。
Don't set your affection on things of this world, but set your affection on things above.
不要爱世界上的事，而是要爱上面的事。
God's thoughts are so much higher than our thoughts.
神的意念超过我们的意念。
How do we get God's thoughts?
我们怎么样才能够知道神的意念
？We get them through the Word.
我们通过读神的话语。
That's why we need the Bible.
所以我们需要读圣经。
That's why we need to saturate our minds with the Word of God.
所以我们要让我们的心完全沉浸在神的话语里。
And a person who does notappreciate and honor and constantly seek God's word is a person who cannot love God with his mind.
如果我们不能够来全心全意的来尊荣神的话语，来学习神的话语，我们就没有办法来爱神。
It is in the word of God that God gives us his thoughts.
因为在神的话语里，他让我们知道他的意念。
And Paul writes to the Philippians, Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
所以保罗在这个腓立比书中说这就是是在这个话是在耶稣基督里的。
We need to have the mind of Christ.
我们需要有耶稣基督的心。
We need to have the mind of God.
我们需要有神的心。
That's how we can love him with all of our mind too.
所以我们这样才能够啊尽心的来爱神。
So you know when I stumbled along across this truth,
当我来啊看到这个真理的时候
，I said I will start every morning like this.
我每天早上开始的时候
，And every morning now for many months now, before I even get out of bed.
在我起床前
，before I have my quiet time，
当我开始灵修之前
，I say to myself, Lord, today I want to love you with all of my heart, all of my soul, all of my mind。
我就说主啊，今天我要尽心、尽性、尽意爱你。
And I remind myself, I need to have a pure heart to love you.
我提醒我自己，我一定要有一颗清洁的心来爱你。
And I say, Lord, is there anything in my heart that is wrong? Anything where I've sinned against you?
我在我的心里面有任何得罪你的地方
？Is there anything in my soul that does not thirst after you?
如果我的心里面的灵里面没有这种渴慕
，Do I want this thirst?
我需要这样的渴慕。
Today, let my mind be saturated with the Word of God, that I might understand your will for my life.
让我来啊的，让我的心意里面充满你的话语，让我能够知道你在我生命中的旨意。
You know, when we start the day like that,
当我们每天都是这样开始的时候
，God will teach us how we can love Him with all of our heart and soul and mind.
神就会教导我们怎样尽心、尽心、尽意来爱他。
So Paul instructs Timothy.
保罗告诉提摩太。
He goes back to the very basics of our faith.
到我们信仰的根基。
It begins with a love of God.
是从对神的爱开始的。
That's where everything else is.
然后才有其他的。
Because we can get involved in mechanics and strategy.We can get methodology, but that's not the answer for anything.
我们可以学到各种各样的方法，但是这并不是我们所要的答案。
The key still is loving God.
但关键是爱神。
And so Paul says the goal of this commandment is love, and it comes from a pure heart. He starts with that.
所以他说命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心而来。
But then he adds to that.
然后他又说。
It comes also from a good conscience.
然后呢，它也是从这个无愧的良心来的。
Now, what is a good conscience?
什么是无愧的良心
？Well, first of all, a conscience is where God has put something into your heart that where He speaks to you.
良心就是神放在我们里面，他可以借着它来对我们讲话。
Everybody has a conscience.
每个人都有良心。
In the book of Romans, we read that God has written His law on our hearts.
在罗马书中提到神把他的律法刻在我们心里。
But He has also given us a conscience.
并且给我们有是非之心。
All of us have a conscience.
所以每个人都有良心。
Every single person has a conscience.
每一个人都有是非之心。
And you need to listen to that conscience.
所以我们要来倾听我们的良心。
Because it's like a GPS.
就像一个导航系统。
It directs you in the way you should go.
然后告诉我们该走什么样的路。
And in my car, I have a signal that if I cross over a line,
在我的车里面有一个这样的系统。如果说我压了线
，it beeps at me.
然后呢，它就会叫。
And if I go off the wrong direction, it says.Make a U-turn as soon as possible.
如果我开错了路，他就会提醒我赶快掉头。
And this is the conscience that God has put within our hearts.
这就像神放在我们心里面的良心。
When we face and make a decision,
当我们需要做决定的时候
，and we make thousands of decisions every day.
我们每天都要做很多的决定。
It's God's conscience that can give us direction.
但是呢，神给我们的良心来指导我们。
What a wonderful thing God has placed in our hearts.
这是多么奇妙的事。
But there's a danger.
但是呢，我们要注意有一个危险。
When we reject that conscience.
当我们来抵挡这个良心的时候。
When we reject what God wants to say to us through our conscience.
当我们抵挡神要通过良心对我们讲的话的时候。
And if we do this long enough.
如果我们经常这样做的时候。
Then our conscience, the Bible says, becomes seared like with a hot iron.
我们就像被啊烙铁烧过一样。
There's no more feeling left.
我们就不会再有感觉。
And God refuses to speak to us until we have made things right.
啊，直当我们改正的时候呢，神才会重新对我们讲话。
We need to listen to our conscience.
我们必须要来倾听我们的良心。
You know, a number of years ago, probably 20 years ago, I was on a flight back east.
二十多年前，我乘飞机去东岸。
I was speaking at a missions conference.
我会在这个宣道年会里面讲道。
And as I was on that plane, I was having my Bible and I was going through some notes and doing some preparation.
在飞机上我就一边看圣经一边做准备。
And all of a sudden, my conscience started to speak.
突然我的良心开始对我讲话。
And it reminded me of something I had done maybe 15 years earlier.
他讲到一个就是15年前的一件事。
I had been in seminary.
那时候我在神学院读书。
And I had to take 2 years of Hebrew studies.
需要学两年的希伯来文。
And they were offering a special course where in 6 weeks you could do 2 years of study.
他们那时候呢有一个就是可以让你在六周就学完两年的希伯来文的计划。
I didn't like it.
虽然不太喜欢。
But I had to do it to graduate.
但是呢我要毕业就必须要上这门课。
So my wife fortunately had to make a trip to Florida to be with her sister who had had an operation.
那时候呢我太太的妹妹在佛罗里达是要动手术所以她飞到那边去照顾她
是她姐姐
姐姐
So she was gone for 6 weeks
所以呢她就要离开六周
And so I studied Hebrew from early in the morning till late at night every day for 6 weeks
所以这六周呢我从早到晚都在学希伯来文
I was so glad when it was over
当学完的时候我非常开心
At the close we had to write a paper
在课程结束的时候我们必须要写一篇论文
and they had instructed us please do not use outside sources
但写这个论文呢是不允许用外面的参考书
Well I wasn't so good at it so I used some outside sources
因为但是我学的不是太好所以我还是借用了一些参考书
And I wrote a nice paper
所以我的论文写得很好
And the outside sources were German sources, so I used them.
所以那个参考书是德文的，所以我就用了。
And they were very good.
但是非常好的书。
And I passed the course.
当然我就是通过了这个考试。
Now I'm sitting on this plane.
但现在我在坐在飞机上的时候。
And all of a sudden my conscience starts to speak to me.
突然我的良心就对我讲话。
What you did at that time was not right.
然后告诉我，我那时候做的是错的。
And I said, "Yes, Lord, that's true."
我说主啊，是的。
I want to confess that to you.
我向你认罪。
The Lord says, "All right, but it's not enough that you confess to me. You've also got to confess this to your professor."
但主告诉我你向我认罪是不够的，你还要向那位教授来认罪。
Well, at that time he was already an old man when he taught me.
他在我教这门课的时候，他已经是一个年迈的人。
And he was no longer teaching at the school where I had been.
而且他也不再教书了。
I said, Lord, I don't know where he lives, whether he's still alive or not. I don't know.
我说主啊，我不知道他在哪里，我也不知道他是否还在世。
But I said, Lord, if you want me to apologize to him.I'll do it.
但主，如果你要让我向他道歉认罪，我一定会做的。
It's going to be hard, but I'll do it.
这可能是很困难，但是我一定会做。
But in my heart, I said, "Oh, I'm sure he's dead."
但我的心里说他可能已经不在了。
Because if I, as a missionary, now have to confess to him that I cheated, oh, that's very difficult.
作为一个宣教士，我还要向他承认我曾经作弊，这是一个其实是不太愿意承认的事情。
But I said, Lord, I'll do it if I ever happen to come across his name.
但是说我如果我遇到他，我一定会向他认罪。
I came to that place and the pastor picked me up, took me to his home because I had 2 hours before my meeting started.
当我到了目的地的时候，那个牧师就来接我，把我接到他家，因为那个离那个开会还有两个小时。
So as I was sitting in the living room, he was busy in his study.
那个牧师就是在他的书房里工作，那我就坐在他的起居室里。
And I picked up a magazine he had on the table.
我就拿起桌上的一本杂志。
And I was just going through it.
然后就翻看。
And all of a sudden, I saw the name of that professor.
突然间我就看到了这个杂志上有这个教授的名字。
And not just his name, I saw his address.
不仅仅是他的名字，而且还有他的地址。
I said, 不得了啊！
我真是不得了啊！
This is how come the Lord put that magazine right there in that place?
哇，主怎么会把这个杂志放在那里呢
？But he did.
但是他的确这样做。
See, if you are really intent of following God, God will help you.
所以当你决定一定要去追随神的时候，神一定会帮助你。
And I remember writing that letter to that professor.
我记得就是我给那个教授写了一封信。
And I confessed my sin.
然后向他认罪。
But you know, after I sent that letter to him, my heart was so free.
我的心得的非常的自由释放。
Because my conscience was clear.
因为我的良心已经没有任何的亏欠。
And then I got a very nice letter back from him.
然后我收到他的回信。
He says, I know God has forgiven you.
我知道神已经赦免了你。
And if he has forgiven you, of course, I will forgive you too.
当然我也会赦免你。
But then he added a note.
然后他又说。
He said, I want you to know that you are not the only one who has had to write letters to me like that.
因为你不是那个唯一的需要向我写信的人。
Well, this is nothing to be proud of.
当然，这不是一件值得骄傲的事情。
But it tells us that it's important to have a good conscience.
但是呢，告诉我们这个有一个无愧的良心是非常的重要。
And Paul writes to the Corinthians, he says, I exercise myself to keep a conscience without offense toward God and toward men.
所以呢，保罗就是在哥林多前书里面说，就是我。对神对人都要有这个无愧的良心。
And he says, I exercise, I train myself, I discipline myself.
所以呢，我就是要不断的这样操练。
We're living. I have a good friend who died a few years ago.
我一个好朋友在几年前去世了。
And just before he died, I was visiting him, and I said to him, Are you ready to go?
在他去世前，我去探访他，问他你有没有做好准备？
And he very quickly replied, Yes, I am.
他说是的，我准备好了。
And he says, I am right with God. I have peace with God.
他说我和神已经和好。
And I'm at peace with all people.
我和所有的人都已经和好。
And I thought that was a wonderful way.
这是一个多么美妙的事。
He had a good conscience.
他有一个无愧的良心。
Oh, I'm sure that in his life he had said things to people where there had been problems.
当他在他的生活中跟别人有问题的时候，
but he had made things right.
但是呢，他已经把这些都已经解决了。
And you know, there's some of us sitting here, we have made things not right with people whom we might have offended.
也许在我们当中我们有得罪过别人。
And if I speak to you this morning, perhaps your conscience is already speaking to you.
当我在今天讲到的时候，也许你的良心正在对你讲话。
We need to make it right.
所以我们需要去改正。
Because if we want to serve and love God, we need to have a pure heart, but we also need to have a good conscience.
我们如果要爱神，要侍奉神，我们要有清洁的心，也要有无愧的良心。
And quickly, the last point, faith.
最后就是信心。
He says, our lives must present a sincere faith.
我们的生命中必须要有一个无伪的信心。
Now, a sincere faith is the opposite of a deceptive faith, a fake faith.
那无伪的信心呢，当然就是相对于来说一个虚伪的信心。
And I'm sure you too have met many believers who call themselves Christians.
也许你看到很多的信徒，他们自称为基督徒。
Who are not real Christians.
但是他们并不是真正的基督徒。
They profess to be Christians.
他们宣称他们是信徒。
They profess to be believers.
他们宣称他们相信。
They come to church.
他们来教会。
And put on a nice smile with everyone.
对每个人都微笑。
But then they get home.
当回到家。
It's a different story.
就不一样了。
That's not a sincere faith.
这不是无伪的信心。
In other words, we need to conduct our lives in sincerity, in truth.
所以在我们生命中，我们要表现出这种啊无伪啊，我们没有这种真实啊的无伪。
Because otherwise, our words are meaningless to people. There's no power. There's no authority anymore.
如果不这样的话，我们所说的话就没有任何的能力。
And so Paul says to Timothy, make sure that when you minister to other people, there is a sincerity of faith in your life.
所以在你的侍奉当中 要记住一定要有这种无伪的信心。
You know, we all have to remind ourselves of these truths.
所以我们必须要不断提醒自己。
We need to make sure that we are not pretending to be something which we in reality are not.
我们 不能够去啊装作我们所不是的。
That's how we love God.
这就是我们要这样的来爱神。
That's how we love people.
我们要爱人。
It's a very simple message.
所以这是一个非常简单的信息。
But if you remember those four words.
但如果你能够记住这四个词。
First one is?
第一个是爱。
Second?
第二。
Heart.
心。
Conscience.
第三个良心。
Fourth, faith.
第四个就是信心。
You remember the message.
所以你就能够记得这篇信息。
Let's pray together.
好，我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, that your word is so simple.
天父，感谢你啊，你的话语是这样的简单明了。
It speaks so directly to us.
可以直接的对我们来讲话。
And Lord, we do want to love you with all of our heart and soul and mind.
主啊，我们真的是要尽心尽性尽意的来爱你。
So enable us to come before you with pure hearts all the time.
让我们能够带着清洁的心来到你的面前。
And give us that real thirst for the living God.
让我们有一颗渴慕永活神的心。
And Lord, transform our minds to think in accordance with what your word teaches.
按照你的话语的教导来更新我们的心意。
And Lord, even as we've talked about conscience, we are so grateful that you've given us a conscience.
当我们讲到良心的时候，主啊，我们真的是感谢你来让我们有这样的良心。
Help us to listen to it.
帮助我们，让我们来倾听我们的良心。
And to obey its promptings in our lives.
然后让我们能够顺从他对我们的提醒。
And then grant, Lord, that our faith and our confession of faith is real. It's not fake.
也让我们知道我们的信心不是虚假的，而是一个无伪的信心。
Because we want to love you.
因为我们要爱你。
We want to love others.
我们也要爱人。
We want to accomplish the purposes for which you have created us.
我们要来完成你给我们的旨意。
So bless us today and tomorrow and all the days you've given to us.
主啊，来祝福我们从今直到以后。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.